Exclusive: Criminal Aliens Getting Free Pass, Say ICE Agents. By Randy Clark on June 6, 2021. Two law enforcement sources with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, expressed concern about policies enacted by the Biden administration that limit their ability to enforce existing laws. The sources raised the alarm over the release of criminal aliens into the United States and on the limitations placed upon them as it pertains to arresting fugitives who are illegal aliens subject to immediate removal. In Del Rio, Texas, an ICE agent, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, says the number of criminal aliens being released onto the streets is beyond belief. On Friday, the source says, one migrant released from the local jail, who is a citizen of Mexico, previously deported from the United States, was set free into the United States. Rather than being returned to Mexico, as was standard practice before the new Biden administration policy, the source says, we just turned him loose. The man is an illegal alien. He has no claim to be in or remain in the United States and no relief from deportation, the agent explained. It's a no-brainer. We normally just reinstate the removal order and be done with it. The criminal alien arrested had just served a 6-month concurrent sentence for possession of methamphetamine and solicitation of prostitution, the agent explained. Prior to January, this man would have been swiftly removed to Mexico, only blocks away from the jail, he added. I don't have a crystal ball and I cannot tell you who will or will not hurt someone in the future, but we mostly arrest criminal aliens. Most of our arrests come straight out of jail. Guess what? Many are released right onto the streets, the agent says. The source says this is becoming an all too common practice. We are arresting fewer criminal aliens than ever in our agency's history, the agent stated. I don't know what it will take for people to wake up and see what potential danger this will cause in the future. According to the source in Del Rio, ICE agents are being told not to expend resources to remove migrants who do not have violent felony convictions or pose a risk of terrorism. The source says being a criminal is now a benefit. An adult migrant caught crossing the border illegally would be swiftly removed to Mexico, according to the source. If that same illegal alien commits a crime and goes to jail, we will release him after his sentence is completed. Crime pays, I guess, he explained. Another ICE source in Houston, who is not authorized to speak to the media, informed Breitbart Texas that four teams of Fugitive Operations Group agents have been limited to one case every 2 to 3 weeks due to the Biden administration's desire to deport fewer migrants. The fugitive teams, consisting of one supervisor and four team members, ranked as the number three group in the nation when it comes to fugitive criminal alien arrests in previous years. Now, according to the source, the 20 ICE agents are arresting only 8 fugitives per month due to the agency's priority enforcement memorandum issued shortly after President Biden took office. The source says, our guys don't even want to come to work anymore. They view this as dereliction of their duties and, for some, they believe this is a criminal act. The source says a contract detention facility for ICE in Conroe, Texas, is being paid for housing 600 migrants arrested by Houston ICE agents. Normally, prior to January, nearly all beds were occupied by migrants awaiting removal from the country. Now, the source says, due to the limitations placed upon them by the Biden administration, only 2 beds were being occupied 1 week ago. The source says, that's over $60,000 we are wasting every day in bed space and meals. It is a perishable commodity that we could use if they would only let us do our job. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.